A new beginning of trying to find your classroom for Wednesday. Those of you who are really on top of it and are like, I'm not going to be late, I promise. New beginning for doing laundry, which seriously, some of the football guys on third floor need to start that new beginning like now because you've been here for 2.5 weeks, okay? So begin. Lots of beginnings, but also in the immortal words of the very mortal band Semisonic, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Closing time. The only song you know, right? All us early 40-year-olds, like, we're like, yeah, Semisonic, closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Right? Okay, heard that one? They're very mortal because that is a one-hit wonder, and I am sure they are no longer creating music together. But there's something profound in that, actually. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And so there's endings. You've ended your time as a high schooler if you're brand new to Carroll. Your parents are ending a chapter in their life where they have you at home. They may be celebrating, or they may be weeping. They may be weeping by celebrating so hard, they're like, yes. Endings, beginnings, and they're very connected. In fact, even in the stained glass, you see at the base of the crucifix, the cross there, not the crucifix, but the cross, if you know your Greek, the Alpha and the Omega. If you don't know those letters, our president's wife, Victoria, she teaches ancient Greek, and she is here tonight, and she can remedy that by signing you up for her class. The Alpha, the beginning, the Omega, the end, but if you notice, they're intertwined, aren't they? Because oftentimes beginnings only arise from ends. And beginnings, if we take them seriously, also mean that something in us must end. And so here we are. How do we navigate beginnings and endings? And how do we do that well? Well, friends, we need more than just Google Maps. We need more than nice upperclassmen who come back early to help you get orientated. Because beginnings and endings are, by their nature, disorientating. And that can be a cause of fear to people. What do we need for the big beginnings and the big endings of our lives? We need something more. We need divine wisdom. And the scriptures speak to us about that tonight. First reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom calls to all in the city, inviting them to come into her house, to be fed by her, to learn from her. Listen. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. Forsake foolishness that you may live. We ask for divine wisdom to help us live, not just exist, not just pass through, but to truly live. Jesus says, John 10:10, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. And so wisdom teaches us how to live. St. Paul, in the second reading, also speaks of wisdom. He says this, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity. See, wisdom gives us the ability to live deeper, to not lose our time and lose our lives in superficial, useless things. Fortnite. Don't lose your life in superficial and useless things, but go deeper. Go deeper. Make the most of the opportunity that you have here at Carroll. What does that look like? Well, let me say this. It does not look like playing it safe. It does not look like playing it safe. It does not look like living your life through a screen. It does not look like living your life behind a closed door, only emerging occasionally to engage with someone. It looks like being willing to risk meeting someone new, to risk having a real conversation, to risk even in the stack. And I'm not really talking about trying to eat 48 chicken nuggets, okay? Because if you risk that, I promise you, your colon will convince you how foolish a decision that was. To risk the greatest risk of all, and heed me now, to risk opening wide the doors of your heart to Christ. To risk opening wide the doors of your heart to Christ. And you say, well, why would that be risky? Jesus is my friend, and he is. And he is also your Lord, and he is also your Savior. And everybody who encounters Jesus in a real way, everyone who opens his or her heart to Jesus, is radically changed. He is radically changed. She is radically changed. No one encounters the Lord and walks away the same. And you are not called to do that, and neither am I. You are not called to that tonight, and neither am I. You are not called to that this semester, this year, your 4 years at Carroll. Seniors, some of you, your fifth year at Carroll. You are meant to be different, to be changed. We are meant to be different and changed because we have met the Lord. And that, my friends, is risky business. But it is also the only way of wisdom. See, Jesus speaks about wise men and fools. He says the wise one is the one who hears my words and puts them into practice, and that man is like a man who builds his house on solid rock. And then when the winds and the floods and the storms come, and they will come because life is not easy, that house stands strong. The fool builds his house upon sand. An easier way, but one that ends in utter ruin and collapse. What is the foundation of your life? What have you built your life upon? Do you know that before, generations before, Carroll used to be known as the Rock? It used to be called the Rock. And there's a reason for that. The reason is this: that if you scratch down a couple feet, or even in some places a couple inches, you find that this entire building, St. Charles, and this chapel sits upon a giant rock. I watched them jackhammer for 3 days to put a support beam underneath that platform on the west wall right there. Rock, solid. We chose very intentionally this. A 2,000-pound rock. Because Jesus Christ is the rock upon which we build our lives. Jesus Christ is the one upon whom everything in us must rest, because his foundation is strong. And if we build upon that foundation, we become strong. And we don't take the easy way out. See, to dig strong foundations is harder. It is also better. And, friends, it is also wiser. Do not choose the easy path. Choose the better path, the harder path, but the path that remains. 40 years ago, this October, 1978, a saint in the making stood on a balcony looking over St. Peter's Square. And he said these words in Italian. Non abbiate paura. Aprite, no spalancate le porte a Cristo. Do not be afraid. Open, no, open wide the doors to Christ. Friends, that same man spoke about Carroll College. You might know him as St. John Paul II. And he said that Carroll College is meant to be a beacon to the church in the Northwest. The saints always pray with us at every Mass. They're always present. John Paul II would say to you tonight, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors of your heart to Christ. Don't be afraid to give everything to him. It's the only way of wisdom. Risk it? Yep, absolutely. Risk it. Commit. Put all your chips in the center of the table and say, I am all in for you, Lord. Because listen, this same Lord who gave himself on the cross for you and for me, he is all in for us. He invites us to a way of wisdom that takes us beyond small living and takes us into the great adventure of the Christian life. Don't live a small life. Live a great life. Live a large life. Live a life that is large enough to embrace the whole world with the love of Jesus Christ. That same Lord who gave himself for you and for me on the cross gives himself for you and for me upon this altar. He is the bread of life. His flesh is true food. His blood is true drink. And in the Eucharist, there is power. Power to change your life fundamentally, completely, to open you up to a new way of being. Jesus wants that for you. He wants it for me. What do we want tonight? Will we live safe lives? Or will we risk in faith? Your presence here says something. It says something about you. And it says something about us. You are here because there's something in you that cries for more, that longs for more. Jesus is the something more. It also says something about us. That here at Carroll, we take seriously the call of Jesus to come to him, to encounter him, to be changed by him. And then we take seriously the call to go out and change the world. Settle for nothing less than that. You and I are called to walk a path of wisdom. It is the path that the saints of old and the saints of today are called to walk. To receive Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Eucharist as our Savior, to let that love burn in our hearts, and let it be the force that compels us to go out and to change the culture and the world. Lord knows it's needed, but we're here. The Lord has called you by name. Do not be afraid to walk that path. Do not settle for mediocrity. Do not settle for the easy way. In fact, despise it. Go for greatness. Go for holiness. Walk the way of the saints, past and present. Walk the way that is Jesus Christ. And to him be glory, now and forever. Amen.